MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, May 15, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the low 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 8:52 p.m. Tomorrow's Election Day in Salem. Voters will be choosing their next mayor. Over the weekend, MSO News checked in with both candidates to get their closing appeal for the voters. This is Dominic Pangelo.
You know, I think that Salem deserves a mayor who's ready to get to work on day one because they've been part of the work of the city for the last decade. Someone who's prepared to lead with skill, competence, and compassion, and to maintain our focus on professionalism and not politics, leading Salem forward. And really, you know, someone that has an optimistic attitude that believes that Salem's best days are ahead of us, because that's really what the people of Salem, I think, feel as well. They are optimistic about our future, and I feel like they deserve a mayor who's been there in the trenches with them, shoulder to shoulder, leading on the important fights and engaged in the important discussions over these years that have made Salem the place, the special place that it is.
Pangelo's opponent is former Salem Mayor Neil Harrington.
Well, I believe that I am the most qualified and experienced candidate in the field, having served as a chief executive of two communities for combined more than 25 plus years. And I'm used to being held accountable to residents in both of the communities that I have served over time. So when you are in that position, you learn to listen to all voices, you learn to exercise a more measured judgment, and you learn that compromise is necessary in order to move things forward. So there's no substitute for experience at the end of the day. And of the two candidates remaining, I clearly believe that I have the most hands-on experience. It's a big difference when a person such as a mayor has to make a tough choice as opposed to someone who was working for a mayor who had to make all the tough choices. So I think that really kind of clearly delineates the difference between myself and my opponent. So the bottom line is here, you know, I'm running on my own record. I'm not trying to run on someone else's. I've actually done the job, and I have learned an awful lot over the many years from some of the mistakes I've made and some of the issues that I've dealt with. And I've also adapted to a more modern way of governing. I currently run a town now, so there's any insinuation that I would try to take Salem backwards or try to undo the major positive things that have gone on in the city is not accurate. I might have my eye firmly on the future of the city, and then I'm hoping that if I'm elected at the end of my tenure, I'm going to be able to look behind me and see someone from the next generation step up and pick up the mantle of leadership and continue to move the city forward.
That's Neil Harrington. We do have additional interviews with the candidates that were posted yesterday on the website. Again, voters in Salem will be going to the polls tomorrow. The brush fire in Lynn Woods continues to burn. We do have social media posts of the fire down below on our North Shore Today post. According to the Daily Item, the Lynn Fire Department says that houses are no longer in danger from the fire, but the fire has moved into the woods in the area of Stone Tower and an area near Walden Pond. It would not be a surprise to any of our listeners to hear that water rates will be increasing. The Salem News has a story today that Peabody water and sewer rates will go up by 30% next year. The Daily Item is reporting that Saugus residents will also see a similar rate increase. A wide range of panelists will be speaking tomorrow evening at the Lynn Museum for a discussion on prejudice. The event has been organized by Lynn attorney James Carrigan, and it will run between 5 and 7 p.m. The Lynn City Council recently approved ARPA funds to assist in renovations at the GAR Hall in Lynn. This is Lynn City Councilor Brian LaPierre.
My son will be going down to the GAR for a field trip this Friday, and that's another component that we are educating our Lynn students. It's a history lesson in itself. It's a landmark, and I really applaud the efforts of Mr. Poland, who's a classical high school history teacher, for keeping the Civil War and Lynn connected to its community. So I also want to give a shout out to our curator, Wendy Joseph, who I know does yeoman's work down there and has really tried to put Band-Aids on this for decades. And it's really nice to finally see the fruits of her labor with this funding at least going in the right direction to try and really make some capital improvements down there. So thank you.
LaPierre was speaking at the council meeting that was broadcast on LynnTV.org. Late last year, MSO News talked with Wendy Joseph, the curator of the museum, and she described the historic value of the building.
Well, the organization is the Grand Army of the Republic Museum, and it's a museum that is owned by the city of Lynn, and it's still housed in the same building that was built in 1885 that was the headquarters for this Post 5 General Lander Grand Army of the Republic. And this is an organization that was created by the Union veterans coming home after their duty in Civil War. And what they were doing is, it was a military fraternal club, but more importantly, they set about to raise funds so that they could give money and take care of the widows and the orphans of the friends that they left behind on the battlefield of the Civil War.
That's Wendy Joseph. We have some photos below on this post from inside the GAR Hall in Lynn and a video tour provided by the organization. Sports Next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing a voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the 76ers yesterday to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals against Miami. Jason Tatum with 51 points for the Celtics in their 112-88 win. The Red Sox lost to the Cardinals last night 9-1. Seattle opens up a three-game series at Fenway Park tonight against the Sox. High school baseball. Marblehead will host Swampscott this afternoon in their next game. Marblehead coach Mike Giardi's team is coming off two big wins last week against Masco and Swampscott. Around the league, a very young Salem team a year ago is putting it together this year. And Swampscott's very young this year as well. Coach Mike Giardi.
Back in Salem, we saw it last year. A lot of games that they were in, and we kind of lose it or fall apart. I think that their inexperience last year, lack of depth last year really hurt them. But remember, all those kids came back. They really didn't lose anybody. And Matt Lassard's done a great job over there. And they're playing with confidence. So we kind of saw that. That's one of the things you look at with Swampscott. While they might not be quite getting over the hump with a lot of games this year, they started five freshmen the other day. I mean, that's a team that in the future could be really, really good. They're already a solid team now. They're going to be a battle on Monday. That's, you know, the record decides where it is. This is a team that can play. So,
Marblehead coach Mike Giardi. St. John's Prep will host Catholic Memorial today at 4 in high school softball. Salem High is 5-7. They'll host Georgetown tomorrow. Witches coach Rick O'Leary tells us he has a very young pitcher and catcher this year.
Yeah, well, my pitcher is Annie Thornett, and she goes out there and pitches every game for us. She's a freshman. She is a gamer, and I would not have anybody else on my pitcher rather than her. She just tries so hard, and she wants to do well for herself and the team. And her battery mate is Julia Gauthier, who is a eighth grader. So we have a real young, battery, and you know what? They keep getting better and better every day.
Salem High softball coach Rick O'Leary. Today in softball, Peabody will host Austin Prep. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.